It's The Takeaway. I'm Luke Burbank in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. Well, we've been talking about New Year's resolutions all week, and this is it. It's January 1st. It's time to get going on those resolutions. If you haven't made one, you're late. We're going now to Gretchen Rubin. She's a blogger. She's also author of The Happiness Project, or Why I Spent a Year Trying to Sing in the Morning, Clean My Closets, Fight Right, Read Aristotle, and Generally Have More Fun, which is the longest subtitle perhaps ever. So, Gretchen, you actually made a resolution to become happier.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And that's a complicated thing once you hit the ground. I mean, that includes a lot of different things.
Right, and I ended up making hundreds of different smaller resolutions in order to achieve that big one of being happier.
What? Give me a sampling of some of the smaller ones you had to make.
Well, one of the smallest ones I made was make my bed, and that turned out to be actually quite a happiness booster.
Why?
You know, there's something about starting your day with making your bed. I hear this from people all the time, that making your bed is a great first resolution to make. It's easy, it's quick, it's totally manageable. You do it first thing in the morning. It just makes you a little bit happier.
Okay, actually, that's pretty interesting. Give me another example.
Well, sing in the morning is another one. I think parents of small children, especially, your mornings are completely chaotic and full of nagging and grumbling. And so I decided if I sang in the morning, it would help me be a little bit more cheerful and lighthearted. And in fact, it does have that effect. It's really helpful.
You could kind of branch that out and say, every morning I'm going to have a tiny slice of chocolate cake. You know, anything that would kind of makes you feel up, right?
Well, it depends on your relationship with chocolate cake. I think a lot of people probably are trying to resolve to eat less chocolate cake. So that particular resolution might not lead to more happiness for some people, but it might for you.
What were some of the resolutions that you did to contribute to your overall goal of more happiness that didn't work out?
Well, I tried hypnosis, which I thought might be a very easy, passive shortcut to getting better habits. It turned out it wasn't that easy. It was more like doing a mindfulness meditation for me. I did not find it to be like a super quick fix for, you know, eating healthier or not nagging and that kind of thing. I tried keeping a gratitude journal. Just did not make me feel more grateful. Gave that up. I tried laughter yoga. I felt incredibly self-conscious. It did not make me happy. So those were some of the ones that were less successful.
Well, I mean, were there others in terms of your career or some of the obvious things that made you more happy?
Sure. Well, one of the things I did, because I wanted to do something new and challenging, because that's a great way to make yourself happy, is to do something novel and challenging, is I started my blog. That's why I started it, just to test that premise. And that gave me huge happiness. So that was one thing. Another thing, here's a simple thing. I got 3 monitors. If you do a lot of information work, I find that having 3 monitors gives
computer
me a huge
monitors.
Happiness boost.
You have 3 computer screens.
3 screens, yeah, exactly.
Right, okay. Well, that's a relatively simple fix if you have the means to buy a couple extra computer screens.
I was amazed, I have to say, in terms of, because having good tools is really good. Like, it's worth the time to sit around and say, like, do I have a good desk chair? Do I have enough light? Do I need new files? You know, whatever. Because good tools make working much more pleasurable and much more satisfying.
So, Gretchen, Rubin, are you happier now?
I am happier. you know, I'm surprised, even though I started this project, I'm surprised by how much of a difference it really did make.
Wow. I guess the takeaway here is it's the little things that end up making you happy.
It
Gretchen
is.
Rubin, blogger, author of The Happiness Project, or Why I Spent a Year Trying to Sing in the Morning, Clean My Closets, Fight Right, Read Aristotle, and Generally Have More Fun. And it sounds like she was successful. Thanks, Gretchen.
Thank you.